Continuing my thoughts to myself about movie world, theme park, and story possibilities for a theme park in general, it seems to me that most of the theme parks I've been to are full of missed opportunities. I mean, it could just be my perspective. Maybe people much smarter and more knowledgeable than me have sat down and done the sums on this and realised that it can't possibly pay for itself. But it seems to me that walking through Movie World, as much as I enjoy it, over and over again I was struck by the number of lost opportunities, including opportunities to make money, but also opportunities to increase the perceived value for visitors. Things like the walkway that leads to the Lethal Weapon ride is basically just a themed walkway. It feels like you're walking through Chinatown, a slightly derelict Chinatown, but although I think it's always looked that way, even when it was brand new, a derelict Chinatown before you get to the Lethal Weapon ride. But it's all fake, and looking at a satellite picture of Movie World, as part of my research for some writing I'm doing, looking at a satellite picture of Movie World, there's not a lot you can do because, of course, like a lot of Movie World, all the shop fronts and whatnot that lead into the alleyway, leading to the Lethal Weapon ride, they are, of course, just fronts. They're fakes. But it seems to me they could do something else there. I mean, one of the things that always pops into my head when I walk through there, past all these fake restaurants, Chinese restaurants, is why couldn't one of them be real? Not an actual real restaurant with a real kitchen necessarily, but just a simple takeaway stall serving Chinese food. I mean, there's Chinese food served in the Rick's Cafe. Why couldn't some of that stuff simply be in being kept hot in some bain-maries, at least during the really busy times when there's heaps of people walking through there? I think it'd be very convenient. It would make the area more than just a walkway. And it would start to make what is basically a dead area of the park alive again. The other one that always bothers me is there's three main stores, souvenir stores, if you want to call them that, at Movie World. Two of them are essentially identical. One's just bigger than the other. And they sell generic Warner Brothers merchandise, mostly Looney Tunes stuff, which is fine. I like Looney Tunes, although there's a distressing lack of Daffy Duck material for a Daffy Duck fan like me. Either he's not popular or he's really popular and they're always selling out of him. Probably not popular. But the third shop, I think it's called Movie Memorabilia or something like that, doesn't quite work as a shop. I mean, it's full of a really odd mixture of cool but overpriced collectibles, most of which have very little to do with what else is there at Movie World. Lots of Star Wars stuff, Doctor Who stuff. I mean, unless I've missed something, there's no Doctor Who in Movie World. There's no Star Wars at Movie World, apart from some Star Wars music playing over the PA speakers. Plus, it's got some of the stuff that I can't stand. Maybe it's really popular, maybe people love it. But you know those frames where there's a photo and a film frame embedded in a frame, as if there's something precious about film frames from projectors. I mean, if it was an original piece of camera negative, that'd be precious, but you're never going to see that. And it wouldn't make a good souvenir thing anyway. It seems to me the obvious thing that could be sold at Movie World, particularly if they can sell it for a good price, is movies. I mean, it's Movie World. Why aren't they selling movies at Movie World? But I also think there's other things they could do. I mean, when I was a kid, this is quite some time ago, my parents took me to Universal Studios, and there was an attraction there in the early 80s that quickly led you through a few fun scenes, sort of a let's make a movie, you know. So they had like a cutaway aircraft where they got members of the audience to sit in their chairs and pretend to be panicking as the aircraft had flight difficulties, that sort of thing. And after several little set pieces, a couple of hours later, you could pick up an 8mm film edited together of your group's adventure in filmmaking, which is a bloody miracle given that we're talking about film at the time, having it processed and edited together. I mean, it was a sausage factory, but it was incredibly good fun. Surely they could do something similar now in this age of affordable DVD and HD. I mean, it's Movie World. At the moment, there's nothing at Movie World that celebrates or explores filmmaking, only the films themselves, and barely that.